and welcome to the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. My name is Mace Haroff. I'm glad you're here. My purpose in being here is to help you get your products into the hands of healthcare providers and institutions so that they can provide better care for the patients. That, of course, is assuming you have a product or service which benefits patients in a big way. And if you don't, well, we need to do some real soul searching and you have to wonder why you're selling it. So, of course, if you're in medical sales, you have to have an absolute belief in the ability of your product or service to make a difference. Because when you have that, you are in a position to be passionate about what you sell. And that passion goes a long way in conveying a very powerful message to your customers and prospects that this is good. Take a look. It's going to make a difference. Too many salespeople, when you see them, they just don't have any belief in their product. But guess what? That is not what this podcast is about. I always mention some of the very important tenets of selling when they come to my mind. This is unscripted. I'm doing it off the top of my head. I know what I want to talk to you about today. So let me get to it. If you've been a listener of the Medical Sales Guru podcast for any length of time, or if you've read my articles or watched my videos on YouTube, you know how much I stress the importance of having a sales process. A sales process. What do you do to make the pieces fit? How do you connect the dots between your product and between the stakeholders in your accounts? How is the decision to buy made? And once you know that, how do you make it all happen? You have to have a process. And a very big part of the sales process is follow-up. Very few healthcare sales are made in one call. It happens. Maybe your product lends itself to a one sales call, but very often there's more than one call involved. You're going to have to get back in front of the decision makers. You're going to have to resell them on some element. You're going to have to handle some concerns or objections that developed since the last time you engaged them. There's almost always follow-up involved. This is something that medical sales reps do very poorly. They don't plan for follow-up. And I'm not going to get into the specifics of following up on this particular podcast, but one element of follow-up that's very, very important is knowing what you're there to follow up on. In other words, here's what I see. Very often, sales reps will make a sales call, and the sales call ends with, well, doctor, what's the next step? And there is no next step. The doctor will say, well, I want to think about it, or I need some additional information. Something which moves the sale forward, hopefully, because there is an actionable step, but there's no commitment. There's no solid commitment yet on the customer's part. So this means the salesperson is going to be back. You're going to be back talking to that customer again. And some period of time is going to pass. It may be a very short period of time. It could be a day, could be a week, could be a month or longer. But here's the thing. Many sales reps don't record what happened in that last sales call. Now, your companies may have implemented a CRM, some sort of contact resource management or customer resource management system. Very, very important to have. But too often, sales reps look at a CRM, if it's implemented by the company, as something for the company's benefit. And yes, the company does benefit. They need a way to track what's happening in your territory. They also need a way to track what you're doing. You may be responsible. You may be out there making the calls. You may be highly motivated and conscientious. But let's face it, good management requires, it mandates that you know what your sales team is doing. And a CRM helps you to really focus on that. And another huge benefit, probably the biggest benefit, is that when management, responsible management who truly knows how to manage, when they understand what's happening in the sales process, they can manage or coach a salesperson to help move the sale forward. This is a really, really good thing. But let's take all of that out of the equation. What's in it for you? The main thing that's in it for you with a CRM, and in a moment, I'll explain to you that it doesn't have to be a formal CRM system. But if you're using a CRM, here's what's in it for you. You get to keep track of the specifics in the sales call and what is anticipated or expected by the customer during the next contact. Now, when I say expected or anticipated, it doesn't mean that they've already made up their minds that this is what you're going to talk about, this is what you're going to bring back. But when you show up, the next time and you're standing in front of them, or you contact them on the phone, or you write them an email, certain elements have to be included, or the customer is going to thinking, you know, well, what's wrong with this sales rep? I mean, we already discussed this, and what he said that he was going to provide me isn't there. So keeping a record of absolutely all of your communications, I mean, every single conversation, contact, discussion that you have with a customer is highly beneficial because it creates a congruity from the last call going to the next call. It joins them together.
Let me try to put this in perspective. Let's say hypothetically that you sell a widget. It doesn't really matter what it is. It's a healthcare widget that you sell to doctors or hospitals. And that widget, you're telling the customer all about it. And when you go for the next step, the customer says, well, you know, Bob. Now, I'm assuming your name is Bob. If your name's not Bob, just let's pretend that it is. Work with me here. The customer says, you know, Bob, your product looks real good there. I think it might have some benefit. I'm really concerned about the reimbursement. Can you find out some information for me about that? Yeah, doc. Yeah, I sure will. When can we get together again? Well, you know, I'm going on vacation. I won't be back until about 6 weeks from now. But when I get back, I would love to sit down with you and see what you find out. So 6 weeks go by. And let's say that Bob, not you now, but this is going to be Bob, because hopefully you don't do what Bob does. But Bob goes and he kind of forgets about what he talked about with the doctor. 6 weeks go by, and he knows he's supposed to go back and see him, and he knows kind of in the back of his mind there is an issue with reimbursement, but Bob has sort of forgotten the importance of that one issue to the doctor. Now, you might be thinking, how could he do that? It's so important to the sale. How could Bob forget this? But the reality is, you know, human nature, especially when you're a busy medical sales rep, you're in crisis mode, you're putting out fires, you're capitalizing on opportunities, you're making service calls, covering cases, whatever it is, things fall by the wayside. You don't only have one customer. Maybe you have 10. Maybe you have 50. Maybe you have 500. Each conversation can get lost in a sea of other conversations and other sales calls, unless you make very few sales calls, in which case you're not going to be very successful anyway. You need to record all of the elements of the call. So specifically, what kinds of things would you record in a call? First of all, when did the call take place? Very important to know that, because in the follow-up, it's great to be able to say to a customer, Mr. Smith, when I spoke to you back on March 27th, we discussed this. If you remember, a big part of follow-up is bringing the customer back to the conversation, bringing them up to date, because customers have busy minds. You know this in healthcare. Your customers are thinking about many different things other than you and your product. So you got to bring them back to the conversation that you had with them. And the more specific you can be, the more specific their memory is going to be. And especially if they suggested that there was a high level of interest during the last sales call, you want to try to return them to that level of interest as closely as possible. And that's going to lie in the details. So here's what some of the things that I would suggest you keep in your contact notes. When you met, what product did you discuss? What were the hot buttons? What things or elements or features, benefits did the customer seem to embrace? What did he or she like? Where were the objections? Where were their main concerns? What seemed to make them uncomfortable? Relative to the current product they're using, how do they feel about that current product? Why are they using it? Specifically, what was the content that you discussed? And this is important for two reasons. Number one, because you want to be able to reinforce the content that was received well. And number two, you don't want to repeat the whole sales conversation. This is just an opportunity for you to refresh the customer's memory, to be a primer for what you discussed. And of course, it'll also allow you to test whether or not the customer has recollection of the things that he or she said, what you said, but also what he or she said, which is probably more important. What was the next step that you asked the customer to take, and how did the customer respond to that? These are all very important. Now, here's something else I always suggest, and this is a great time to use your CRM or whatever you use to track your sales calls. After the call, preferably right after the call, debrief the call by yourself. You can do this in your car. After the sales call, you're probably getting into your car. And if you have an iPhone or a tablet or some type of smartphone or other device, it's very easy to do this. You can just record your notes. You could just speak. And if you're using something like the Dragon Naturally Speaking app, you can go right into that and it will type the notes up for you. I mean, it's easy and it's simple. And if you're not doing it, the question is why, when it's so easy. Right after the call, debrief the sales call. What went well? What did the customer seem to like? What did the customer not like? Where were the areas of concern? What were the stated objections? What was the next step you asked for? How did the customer respond to the next step? And what is your next step? What's going to be your follow-up? What type of follow-up plan did you implement or enact and gain commitment for? Are there certain people that you need to follow up with? This all should be going right into your notes, because when you come back to follow up, to have that next conversation, you want to review this, or even more so, have it open in front of you. It's perfectly fine to have notes in your sales calls. A lot of sales reps, for some reason, they feel like they can't use notes. Let me tell you, there's no rules. This isn't like taking a test when you were in school where, well, all right, close your notebooks. It's a pop quiz. That doesn't work in the real world. It's perfectly fine to have your notes and say, look at your notes and say, Dr. Smith, during our last call, I see here that you had some concerns about this. Can we talk about that for a moment? It's perfectly fine to do. Now, if you don't need the notes, of course, it allows you to keep your eyes locked on the prospect, to make good eye contact and to be relaxed and genuine. But if you need the notes, use the notes. But more importantly than anything else, take the notes either way. If you need them, you have them. If you don't need them, you still have them. But a big mistake that sales reps make is they don't record information about their calls. In fact, most of the follow-up calls are like this. And I'm going to use the doctor as an example. Well, hey, Dr. Smith, how are you? Remember last time I was here, I showed you our new bone stimulator. Well, what do you think? You think it's something you'd like to use? Now, is that a good follow-up? That's a horrible follow-up. The doctor's probably thinking to himself, a bone stimulator. I kind of remember something vaguely about you bringing a bone stimulator, but I already have one that I like, so I really don't know what you're talking about. But the doctor's probably going to think something like, I haven't made any decisions yet. I'm pretty busy here. I got patients to see. Leave me some information, and when I have a chance, I'll review it. If that's what you're doing, and if that is what you're doing, there's a chance you don't even know that you're doing this. But if that's what you're doing, you're missing out on huge opportunities to reconnect the doctor with the level of engagement and emotion that he had at the first call. The only way you could do this is to really recall and talk about the specifics of that call. So you have to have good notes. Now, if you don't have a CRM, what do I recommend? If your company hasn't given you a CRM, don't blame them. All right? Too many sales reps feel that if their company doesn't give them something, well, then it's on them. In other words, if the company doesn't provide good sales training to really help you elevate and manage your selling skills, well, that's the company's fault. I'm not going to sell as well. That's on them. No, it's on you, because you're not going to sell as much. You're not going to earn as much. And truthfully, the company, when they hired you, expected you to have the skills. And they expect that you will do what you need to do to be successful in the territory. So don't look to them. So if they haven't given you a CRM, then create something on your own that works for you. Now, there are several low-cost CRMs out there. You don't have to jump right to something like Salesforce, which is amazing and full-featured, but it's also expensive. There's many others on the market, and I'm not going to mention them because there's too many, but do a Google search and you'll see what's out there. A lot of them are free, and some you'll only pay, $5 or $10 a month. It is well worth it. But if you're overly frugal, which I will tell you is a bad thing to be when you're in medical sales, because you do have to invest money in yourself and in your business. But if you're very frugal, which, as you know, is a less offensive word for cheap, there are some free alternatives. And here's the bottom line. I'm only kidding about being cheap. I'm not calling you cheap. If you don't want to spend the money, or if you work differently, you might not need to spend the money. One of the apps that I absolutely love and could not live without is Evernote. Now, I don't use it as a CRM. I have a separate CRM, but you could use it as a very rudimentary call recording function. Oh, and by the way, Evernote does have a recording function. So you could actually record vocally a summary of your sales calls right into Evernote, and it will sync with all of your devices. Evernote is free. You could even step up to the paid version, which is very, very inexpensive. There are some benefits with doing that. But start with the free version. So look for a way to do that. If you're using Outlook, you can keep your notes in Outlook. Failing all else, if you're not a tech person, use pen and paper. It works. It's wonderful. I mean, personally, what I love about doing it with an electronic device is the ability to back it up. So if I lose the notes, you could lose your notebook and you lose all your notes. That doesn't happen with electronic devices, because if I lose my iPhone, for example, I have it on my tablet. It's going to be on my computer. I could always go back. Whatever you do, here's the takeaway message. If you're a professional and you want to earn the maximum amount of income possible, you have to really focus on the follow-up elements of your sales process. And that is going to demand that you take good call notes. Whether the company mandates it or not, if you're not doing this and you're telling yourself that you are a pro and you want to maximize your income, then you're lying to yourself. You must record the data from every one of your sales calls, and you must record it as close to the call's end as possible while the facts are still fresh in your mind. Now, I've given you a lot here, and if I've set the bar a little high for you, well, good. That's my job. That's why I'm here. Now, just remember this, if you don't remember anything else. If you don't do what I talked about and your competition does, they're on their way to beating you. Whether you like it or not, that's the truth. But you don't need to allow that to happen. Every day when you wake up, decide what you need to do to work harder, to work smarter, to be better than your competition, to make more sales calls, to be more relevant to the customer, to be more focused on the customer and the patient than your competition is. You see, when you do these things, you are going to beat them. Might take some time, but ultimately, you will beat them. This means you can't be lazy, and you can't wait for your company or your distributor or your manager to provide you the tools that you need. Speaking about the tools that you need, many medical sales professionals have contacted me and asked if there was a way where I could help them on an ongoing basis that would be affordable, that would provide them not only with the training that they need, but the ongoing reinforcement so that when they're in the territory on a day-in, day-out basis, there would be a place, a mechanism for them to get feedback on the opportunities and the challenges that they face. This has been a big, big project that I've been working on for the past year. And right now it is October 2015, and this month I will be launching Medical Sales Academy. Medical Sales Academy, if you've ever thought of investing in your future, investing in a way to help you make more so you could earn more and do more good in your territories by getting your products into the hands of people who can use them to benefit their practices and their patients, you probably want to take a look at Medical Sales Academy. Now, it hasn't launched yet. You could check out the site, which is medicalsalesacademy.com. When it goes live, we're going to have some really special opportunities for those who get in on the ground floor. So if you are not registered for my mailing list, and you could register for my mailing list by going to medicalsalestraining.com. And if you scroll down, you'll see a box on the right that says opt in to get our emails, notifications, my insight on medical sales. Make sure you are on that list so you are notified when this comes available. The investment will be nominal, but the return on investment will be a multiple if you take advantage of it, if you use the resources that are there. I want to thank you for spending some time with me this week on the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And as always, I'm going to remind you that no matter what you do in your medical sales career, it is always about the patient. The patient always comes first. You have an opportunity to do some good. Go out there and make a difference. For the Medical Sales Guru podcast, this is Mace Haroff. I will talk to you soon. For now.